Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It is Dominic Cortez. And yes, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with two special guests on an interesting topic, an interesting phenomenon. 10,000 young children in the city of Buffalo do not have their own bed. Can you believe that number? 10,000 in the city of Buffalo. Sleep in Heavenly Peace was formed on a national level to combat this phenomenon. And Jerry Sheldon and his wife Mary Jo are in studio to talk about this amazing not-for-profit. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dominic, how are you?
Good morning.
Now, Jerry and I go back to CEL, where we were on the board together. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jerry went on to lead Habitat Buffalo for a while. Yep. And now has moved on to a new phenomenal, interesting not-for-profit, and that is Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Let's talk through those numbers. How could that be, 10,000 in the city of Buffalo?
It is hard to believe. When we toyed with the idea of opening a chapter, we got a hold of the population statistics and poverty statistics and number of kids, and we did the math and we came up with that number. We then also had that number kind of validated by the organization in Idaho when we went out there for our training. And quite honestly, they said to us that they felt that the number was so high that they weren't comfortable with us taking the city of Buffalo. They didn't think we could handle it.
Wow.
We contrarily thought that we could handle it, and we're doing our best to meet that need.
Okay. It's shpbeds.org, the Buffalo chapter website, shpbeds.org. You can learn more. The phone number, 844-432-BEDS. And if you go to the website, you'll learn about the Buffalo chapter. You'll see Jerry's picture, and there's a button you can click to donate. You do rely completely on donations.
Yes. We are 100% volunteer organization, and we solely work off of the generosity of the community. And I will tell you, and we talked about this before, the Buffalo community has been awesome in terms of the response to help us.
So your opportunity to help as well by going to the website, as I said, and donating or giving us a call to speak to Jerry and Mary Jo about this interesting phenomenon that they have are combating, and that is the lack of beds. Mary Jo, you speak to all of the applicants. Where do these people come from? What are their backgrounds, and why don't they have beds for their kids?
Oh, good question. You know, it's a whole combination of things. Very often, families have experienced certainly poverty. Mm-hmm. COVID hit, losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Bed bugs, big issue in Buffalo. They've had to throw out everything, certainly mattresses, mm-hmm. sometimes the beds themselves. It's a common problem. Plus, I mean, you know, are you going to put food on the table? You know, what's your priority when sure. you have limited funds? So beds are expensive. Very expensive. You go into a furniture store to get them. So it's just the way it is. And, you know, they're sleeping with their parents on a couch, on an old mattress on the floor, mm. on air mattresses that deflate mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So
you screen the applicants. What are you looking for when you're screening them?
We just want to make sure the children are, in fact, you know, where they're sleeping. If they have an old bed, okay, well, it's still a bed
right.
kind of thing. But for the most part, we're just finding out their family situation. We have domestic violence cases. Sometimes that comes out in the discussion. We have people who had a fire and lost everything.
Sure.
So just kind of feeling out their situation.
In that you're kind of stepping your toe into what might be another dynamic going on in the household, you mentioned domestic violence. Do you report to the appropriate agencies if you do see that?
Yes, we would, to answer your question. But we met a while ago with the Department of Social Services because, you know, we're sending a lot of our volunteers into these homes to assemble the beds
sure.
and make the beds. And sometimes they come back to us with questions about what they see and things like that. So we felt it was important for us to be proactive. We met with the Social Services Department to find out exactly what the guidelines are and what we should be looking for mm-hmm. and what we should report and what we have to just look the other way for. The reality is that unless we see a child abuse or we see a drug problem, mm-hmm. Those are the things they want to know about from us. I mean, truthfully, we don't want to be put our volunteers in a position where they're like the police.
Understood.
They're doing stuff like that. They're doing this because they want to help families. And so unless we see something blatantly wrong, and we have not as of yet, we don't report anything.
Staying true to the mission, and that is to provide beds for children.
That is great.
We're going to learn about the whole process of how the beds are manufactured because they're all built right here. And I understand you're operating out of Eastern Hills Mall.
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, Mary Jo and I just came from the mall. We sent out about 21 volunteers this morning to deliver 43 beds, and we have about 25 volunteers there this morning, and hopefully they'll build about 20 beds. It's an athletic team from West Seneca High School, and you know, it's a great volunteer experience, and they're, I'm sure, enjoying it.
So just like with Habitat, you're looking for people to volunteer their sweat equity as well.
Absolutely. We totally look forward to having the community that we serve help us. We're going to meet with a church on the west side this Sunday to talk about the needs in their parish, and in fact, they are going to help us with that program there because most of their families are refugees that don't speak English. Mm-hmm. So they're going to provide the translation stuff and also help assemble the beds.
803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. Anything around the house that needs my attention? Don't forget, now that the leaves have fallen off the trees, guess what you need to do? Clean out your gutters, and I'll be nagging you about that for the next few weeks. Make sure your gutters get cleaned before we have any significant snowfall. It could save you from having a collapsing gutter issue. It could save you from having water infiltration from ice formation. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can call us on that number, or you can text us on that number on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. You can always email me as well, hammertime@cortese.net. check out our website. Everything we do is there, including our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen, your bathroom, and your man kitchen. Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects, windows and doors, all on our website, Cortese.net, or better than that, stop in and see us at our brand new Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'll love showing you around. Starting in December is the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant in Akron is our resident Italian chef, and the cooking classes start in December. That class is already sold out, if you can believe it, and we'll be talking about the January class coming up. It's January 10th. And we'll be giving you information on how you can go to our website to purchase the tickets for our cooking class series. The first Monday of every month, with the exception of January, the first Monday in January is the 3rd, so we moved it to the 10th. Check it out soon at Cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say good morning to Mike Umbati. Gabe Maddalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Transit Road in Clarence. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. We're talking about Sleep and Heavenly Peace, a great charity that needs Western New York support. And there's another great charity that the bank supports, and that is Mikey's Way.
Yeah, you know, Mikey's Way, we've been supporting them for many years now. They're a great organization that actually helps kids that are fighting cancer, sitting in hospitals, waiting for their radiation treatment. And what Mikey's Way does is they just donate electronic equipment so that these kids are not just sitting there in a bed, really bored, just waiting for the next doctor to come in, but they're able to communicate to their friends. They're able to play some electronic games and even games that where they can actually learn something. So it's just a great organization, and we are proud to be another sponsor of Mikey's Way this year.
So there's an interesting event coming up between Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, so basically we have the 12 days of Christmas for Mikey's Way. We are selling raffle tickets, and from December 13th up to December 24th, every one of those days, there's a 12-day span there, we're going to be giving away really nice prizes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to win some of the items on here. One of the days, there's a 55-inch smart television. There's a $250 cash prize. Gift card surprise package, which is worth $425. Another great prize on here is four Bills Club Suite tickets. It's just endless. These are really, really nice prizes, and it's going to help a really, really great cause.
Okay, and those tickets are sold at the branches?
They are. Every branch has tickets. If anybody's out there wanting to really support a really great organization like this, especially, you know, during this Christmas season and the hard times that some people are feeling right now, this is a great way to come out and help Lakeshore support such a great organization.
$20 each and three for 50.
Correct.
At all the branches. Any other way place to buy them or just at the branches?
Right now it's just you get in touch with one of us at the branch. You can call us or you stop in and we'll get you tickets.
All right. There you go. And, of course, in addition to that, we want to mention that the home equity line of credit rate at 2.5 continues with no cost whatsoever. Remarkable way to borrow for any major renovation you're doing. Use your equity. I like to call it free money, in air quotes. And, of course, mortgage rates still low.
Yeah, rates starting as low as 2.25%. It's just incredible, the rates and the fees. We have low fees or no fees on our mortgages.
Wow. Okay, great bank, great service. It's personalized service. When they say putting people first, yep, that's how it works at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Gabriel, the phone number at the Clarence branch.
688-6114.
One more time.
688-6114.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
As estate planning and protection attorneys, we are often asked questions about protecting the family home and other hard-earned savings. Questions about the cost of nursing homes and how to deal with Medicaid eligibility. And of course, who will handle things if I am not able?
Greg, Brad, and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm. These questions essentially come down to, what do we need?
What do we do, and who do we call? And that's why we created the STAMP Basic 3 Legal Protection Package. The STAMP Basic 3 allows us to develop a comprehensive plan that answers all these questions, protects you and your family, and protects the hard-earned savings you have accumulated.
This planning will ensure that your wishes are known, documented, and followed, giving you and your family peace of mind.
For your free consultation, call Greg, Brad, or Brian Stamm of the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stamlaw.com.
That's how our family helps protect your family, your finances, and your legacy.
Looking for a career that allows you to work outside, be hands-on with technology, and won't have you stuck behind a desk? Then apply to become a Spectrum Field Tech. Spectrum is immediately hiring full-time field technicians with starting pay of $18 an hour plus shift differential. You'll even receive courtesy TV, internet, and home phone service, along with a company vehicle. Plus, Spectrum Field Techs receive excellent training, full healthcare benefits, paid time off, a 6% match 401k, and much more. Apply directly at jobs.spectrum.com. That's jobs.spectrum.com.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. Thinking of having turkey for the holidays? Make sure to buy one that was humanely and ethically raised. One of the best options is to buy a turkey direct from a local farm. If that's not an option, look for turkeys that are labeled either USDA organic or certified humane. Be wary of terms like natural, cage-free, and no hormones, as these terms aren't regulated. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Finally, a place with something for everyone. Visit Spruce on Main in Amherst for a shopping experience to match your inspired vision. Find a modern collection of home decor for every taste, accessories and gifts for all ages, and an atmosphere that truly spruces up the way you shop. Visit at 4446 Main Street, Tuesday through Sunday, and learn more about events and products on their Instagram and right at spruceonmain.com. That's spruceonmain.com.
Insurance companies gladly collect your premiums and then lowball you when you've been injured.
Car crash, call Salino. 888-2020.
Delaware Avenue, Buffalo.
Fever, COVID, or flu? Call your medical provider. Make sure you use the Exergen temporal scanner. Backed by science, it's the accurate thermometer you need. Be vigilant and learn more at exergen.com.
If you are in the market for a new window or door, then stop in to Big L Windows and Doors. They're on William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street. The phone number is 895-8484. They're right by the thruway. You've probably driven by it. And you're going to see their brand new showroom if you stop in now. BigLWindows.com is their website. The Marvin Window product line is a remarkable window. We have them in our new building. We have the Essential Fiberglass Window. The Essential Fiberglass Window is made to last, generally longer than a vinyl window because it does not expand and contract. It's the best price of the Marvin series. Elevate is the second, and of course the Signature series is the Cadillac custom Marvin window line. Therma-Tru doors as well, all on display with friendly service and the total trust guarantee. In fact, if you run into Bill Horbit Sr., ask him what that means. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L's Windows and Doors. The right thing with the total trust guarantee. Proud to have Big L Windows and Doors as a Hammer Time sponsor. We always talk about buying right the first time. This is a place to go to buy right the first time. That is Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Stop in, tell them Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:23 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez and special guests in studio, Jerry and Mary Jo Sheldon. The organization Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Buffalo. They're located in the Eastern Hills Mall, and they have 5,000 square feet there where they fabricate beds from scratch. We're going to walk through that process this morning here on air. And you can participate by going to shpbuffalo.org is the website. Did I say that right? Shpbeds.org.
Yes.
And slash?
Yeah.
How do we get to the Buffalo chapter?
On Facebook is the way to get to our chapter.
Okay, so Facebook is SHP Buffalo. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live right now with the SHP link in there. Jerry's phone number is 570-3449, and you can stop in as well to the Eastern Hills Mall. He's there full-time doing volunteer work. A texter writes, "Hi, I have a single bed frame that is no longer needed. Will sleep in heavenly peace take this?" Good question.
It's a great question. So the organization is very much focused on new beds that we make, and the insurance and everything is structured in that manner. Therefore, when folks want to donate beds to us, we can't really take them for sleep in heavenly peace. However, we have, over the last 15 months, we've developed a lot of other partners that are helping the same folks that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those organizations are willing to take beds.
How they can go, help them. They can go to the Restore.
So, right, or they can go to Habitat Restore.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't want anybody putting stuff like that at the curb.
Right.
If they can't use it and can't get the habitat or something, we'll take it and then we'll redeploy it to somebody who can use it.
Pick up the phone if you have a question about this organization or anything around the house, 803-0930. Let's walk through, Jerry, how the beds are manufactured.
Okay. So on any given Saturday, we will enlist about 25 volunteers. In addition to those 25, there will be probably 6 to 8 what we call our blue shirts there. These are folks who have been with us a long time, who have built many beds. They understand the whole building process, and they are there to, in essence, guide the volunteers through the process of building beds. Sleep in Heavenly Peace, the whole premise is based on the community building the beds.
Mm-hmm.
So the blue shirts are there to help them do it. So we will buy our lumber in bulk by the pallet, and we basically only are buying three commodities. We're buying 2x4x8 foot long, 2x6x10 foot long, and 1x4x10 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
We take those. We have a very well-defined build manual, so we know how to do all our cut sheets, so we optimize the use of that lumber. We do all the sanding. We have fixtures set up throughout the shop so that it's a very simple process. We have gotten a lot of feedback.
It's all a jig format.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of feedback from different organizations that have helped us. We had a group in Wednesday, all operations guys from a company, and they just said, "Wow, you guys, you've got this figured out."
Mm-hmm.
So the process is very safe. It's very well organized, and it's pretty straightforward and simple for anybody from the ages of 8 to 80 who, if you've never touched a tool, you can do this.
Do the bed rails, are they dadoed into the head and foot boards, or are they?
No, they are. They're 5-inch long lag screws.
Okay.
that are holding the side rails to the headboards.
Okay.
Everything is pre-drilled so that when you go to a home to install the bed, you take two headboards, two side rails, and the slats, and you'll put that bed together in probably 15 minutes.
So the frame is one thing. The mattresses and bedding are another.
So true. We can't build mattresses or sew the linens. So those are commodities that we have to source from somewhere. The organization has a lot of agreements with mattress companies, so we buy most of them through them. But we have local companies here who have heard about us, understand what we're doing, and have supported us by either donating or giving us mattresses at their cost. So that's been good.
So offshore mattresses have been a problem then in the supply chain issue.
Absolutely. You know, back in the spring when that cold weather hit Texas and shut down refineries, that had a huge impact on a lot of industries, and the mattress industry was one of them, because one of the components that comes out of those refineries is the ingredients for making the foam.
Mm-hmm.
When that got shut down, it shut the whole mattress industry down.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was, as you probably know, when those refineries came back up, there was a lot of damaged equipment. It took a long time to get back to production levels.
Mm-hmm.
So mattresses have been a problem, and the overseas issue with getting things onshore here has been a problem.
it's kind of an interesting time we're living in that we're used to instant gratification when we need something, and that's not the case right now for a lot of commodities. But it's also interesting to note that a lot of American-made products are readily available.
That's a true statement. Yeah. And if we can source things here, obviously we want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the linen, where does that come from?
Do you want to take that?
Sure. Yeah. Linens, yes. Well, we've got a bin outside of our place at Eastern Hills Mall that certainly people walking by feel free to donate. For the most part, people just hear about us and they drop things off. They'll mail them to us. We do have a list on Amazon that people can reference. What we need are all new, because we only use new items for our beds, new mattress pads, comforters, sheets, and pillows, and we need them only in twin size. That's okay. We build a simple twin bed, either a bunk bed or a single. And people.
We'll continue the dialogue about how you can help contribute either your time or your resources to a sleep in heavenly peace after the bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and Twin City has everything on display for you to see, and a satellite location, yeah, you know where that is, at our place at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're glad to be able to have Twin City displays on all of our bathrooms in our new showroom. Make sure you look at Basco and Flairco. Great lines, great products, and great selection. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. Here's the number, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop in to their showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Did you know that you might be overpaying for your prescriptions? It's okay, because there's an easy, convenient solution. Check GoodRx. GoodRx lets you compare prices at different pharmacies and shows you where to get the lowest price. Here's Joe, a doctor and GoodRx customer.
I was able to look up some medicines that I was going to get, and it saved me a good amount of money.
GoodRx is helping millions of people, and it can help you too, for simple, smart savings. Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users saved an average of 79% off retail prices, individual compensated for their time. Visit GoodRx.com/radio to learn more.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Now try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Remember that song about how things look different from a distance? It's true. Take replacement windows. From a distance, the cheapies look well constructed. From a distance, they look like they operate with ease. And from a distance, that cheap price looks great. Up close, they don't always measure up. For long-lasting, easy-to-open, beautiful windows, give Rod a call.
Shield your home.
Spending 15 minutes to save on your car insurance sounds like a chore. I've got some great news for you. Hi, I'm Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys Insurance Agency. With access to over 22 insurance companies, we'll do something the national companies don't. We'll shop around so you don't have to. We'll find you the best coverage that fits you and your family at the right price. And are you ready for this? We'll do it in just 14 minutes. Call today for a free quote at 633-1515. That's 633-1515.
Extra degree.
It is all electric. It doesn't burn any fossil fuels. This makes them way more environmentally friendly.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless heating and cooling system and why now is the time to do it, thanks to the big rebates offered by the New York State Clean Heat Program.
I've seen rebates start at $500, and we've had customers receive rebates close to $7,000. As long as you have a utility bill in New York State, you automatically qualify for the program. It's quick. You know, it's 1 or 2 days for an install. If we were trying to uproot your home and try and get a new system and we had to put ductwork in, we could be there for 3, 4, 5 days. So this is quick. It's easy. We have little disruption to your home.
Go the extra degree.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. What do I mean by that? Well, how about a new garage door or garage door service? Yep, they do that. How about an epoxy-coated floor like we have at the Cortese household? Yes, of course, they do that. And then organizing your garage with slat walls and cabinetry, they do that too, all at Gorilla Garage Gear. And if you call them today, they will give you extra discounts by mentioning Hammer Time Radio. And it's $200 off the floor and more if you combine it with their other services. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Call them today, 715-6927. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is a time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese. Jerry and Mary Jo Sheldon are my guests in studio. Their organization is Sleep in Heavenly Peace, the Buffalo chapter. And where we left off, we were speaking about linens. Before we go back to that discussion, a texter writes, how can my company sponsor a build? What is the sponsorship cost?
That is a great question, and that is something that is would be a huge help to us. Typically, a sponsorship is $200 per bed, and what we like to see is a minimum of 10 beds, so a $2,000 donation, and then the company can come in, and it's a team building exercise, and actually build the beds, and we can schedule that to meet their time constraints.
Okay, so, how much time will that take?
It would typically be a time slot of 3 to 4 hours. Again, depending on how many beds they want to do. Our Saturdays are usually booked up with volunteer groups, but during the week, we would be glad to schedule
custom
whenever
schedule
they
it around,
right.
around the team's
right.
work day and
right.
work week.
Exactly.
That's great. And then for them to contact you for that, how should we direct them to your number?
Yeah, my number or my email address, jerry.sheldon@shpbeds.org.
jerry.sheldon@shpbeds.org. And Jerry's number, 570-3449. Again, you can go to the website. There's a button to click for donating. There's a button to click for receiving a bed, too.
Right. and to volunteer. So the website that the organization has the links for anything you'd like to do, and it does drill down to the specific chapter. So
one of the most challenging pieces, besides the mattresses being challenging, is also getting enough linen, because you don't want to send a bed out that you don't have sheets and a blanket or comforter with.
Exactly.
And a pillow.
Yeah, absolutely. Every bed that's delivered gets a mattress pad, because again, we leave the plastic on the mattresses for the most part to avoid a bed bug issue. So I want, you know, I don't want to just put a sheet on plastic. So it's mattress pad, sheet set complete, comforter, and pillow for every bed.
So let's talk about the bed bug issue. How big of a deal is that, as far as you mentioned at the onset of the show that a lot of beds are disposed of because of the bed bug issue?
Yes, it is. Again, you know, most people don't even think of the problem of bedlessness for kids. The other problem that I don't think a lot of people are probably aware of is how big a problem bed bugs are in the city, and they are very prevalent. And when they invade an apartment or a home, it's difficult to get rid of them. So a lot of these families end up moving. They go somewhere else. And when they move somewhere else, they no longer have a bed for their kids.
Maybe bring the bed bugs with them?
Right. Well, that's always a concern. Mm-hmm. There was one time when somebody reached out to me and tried to tell me that our beds brought bed bugs into their house. And I was actually had a very easy answer for her. It did not come from us. As Mary Jo said, all the linens are new, the mattresses are new, and the one part of the fabrication I didn't touch on with you, Dominic, is once the beds are built, they are dipped in a solution of vinegar and steel wool. The acid in the vinegar consumes the steel wool and makes a nice brown stain. We use that for three reasons. One, it's pretty inexpensive. Two, it's non-toxic. And three, it's highly resistant to bed bugs. So our beds do not introduce bed bugs into the home.
The bed bugs will not be attracted to the wood?
Correct.
Or they'll stay away from?
They'll stay away from the wood because of the way it was treated.
And therefore, they may not climb up then to the bedding.
Correct. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And the wood is soaked in that?
We dip the wood. We have a container that we can dip the headboard in. We submerge it for 10 seconds.
That's all.
That's all. And then we have a rack where we hang them to dry. And we have another store vat that we can dip the side rails and the safety rails in. And again, we hang them and let them dry overnight and then put them in our warehouse.
So there's so many ways the community can help. You mentioned $200 a bed, building a team to come in for $2,000 to build a series of beds. That's great. The mattress issue, you could always use new mattresses, twin size.
Yes. Twin size mattresses are the only thing that we use. They're, you know, we've had them delivered to us from people that have bought them on Amazon and just had them shipped to our home address. We buy them usually in bulk. I have right now over 110 mattresses on order. We are at 300. After today, we will be at 860 beds, and we're trying to hit 1,000 beds before the end of the year.
And you're just scratching the surface then on the need.
We are. Mm-hmm. We get over 85 requests a month for beds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a problem that we're going to solve fast, but we're going to solve it. We're going to solve it.
Now let's go into the discussion about the linen. How do you would organize what, a linen drive perhaps?
Yes. The way the community can help us with the linens is to do a linen drive in either if they're in a service club or they're in a church community or even a neighborhood. I've had people tell me that their block club would do it for us. We have collection bins that we can distribute to people that want to use them, or they can do it on their own. But this is the time of year we really could use the help, because we want to, before the holidays, put a lot of kids in new beds. We have a program called Sweet Dreams for the Holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where we hope to help as many kids as we can.
Okay, and how does that drive work?
Well, it's basically a program where we're looking for companies to help sponsor beds, or people to do linen drives. At a minimum, in that time period, we're going to deliver 80 beds. So we need 80 of everything.
A texter writes, can my company also do a linen drive, or can my church do a linen drive?
That's exactly what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've had many local companies do the linen drives for us, and several churches as well.
Banks. Do it.
Now, when I went to look for the website, it actually came up right to the Buffalo chapter when I put in shpbeds.org.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you do that, shpbeds.org, you will see Jerry's picture. It says New York-Buffalo, and Jerry, the chapter leader, the chapter president. And again, the buttons to donate and to request a bed are there, too. And you can request a bed and donate right on the website. And then, of course, volunteer your time or your resources, shpbeds.org. Again, the phone number is 570-3449. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, if you look outside, yeah, unfortunately, you'll see that it is snowing. And that means that, well, we've kind of kept it at bay for up until now, right? That's been the winter weather. And we are pretty much headlong now into the heating season. And if you haven't turned your furnace on yet, then you're probably very cold-blooded and you are durable as well. But Indoor Professionals is there to get you ready for the heating season. What they're going to do is they're going to come to your house and they're going to cut a hole in your ductwork. And in that hole, they will insert the column head attached to a high-pressure hose that's attached to a compressor that will blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And then with negative pressure, they'll suck it out and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I know. The reality of winter is setting in, and yeah, the phones have been crazy. Well, since like mid-August, you know, once again, thank God we're blessed with over 100 heating and air conditioning contractors referring us or subbing us, and I'll point out that 28 of them used to be competitors, and that sets up the giant out-of-sight, out-of-mind scam with the duct cleaning and the fact that the best equipment with these rotating brushes and low volume air, so what we really have is high volume air. The compressor we use, which you know will drive two jackhammers that you'll see out on the 90 breaking up the concrete, and the other compressors is what you would use to drive a nail gun or blow up tires, so it doesn't get the sides and tops of the ductwork. So yeah, if you want a thorough duct cleaning, that's where you get it done. And we still getting some moisture. Of course, the snow melts this time of year and turns into water, and then what happens?
Exactly. It melts, and you could find its way into your basement.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, we have amazing high-capacity dehumidifiers. You have one. I have one. About another over 1,000 folks have those, and they're just five times the drying power of a standard dehumidifier. Or what do we call them, Chinese fire starters?
There you go.
Use a third of the energy and have a 5-year warranty and a 10 to 15 year lifespan. So those are amazing as well.
Okay. What is the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this Saturday morning?
Okay. And lastly, we did some maintenance on your medical grade air purifier.
Yep.
So we'll start with that. DFS technology, once again, is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. A lot of people are still have concerns about COVID, and they're scrambling to buy HEPAs. And, of course, we sell HEPAs. There's some good ones out there. But when you can get a machine that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA, why not? So on the portable that covers 1,200 square feet, you get $300 off of that. They make a whole house unit that hooks onto your furnace, is installed on your furnace. That unit is $500 off, we can do. And then the high capacity dehumidifier that we talked about is $250 off. And lastly, duct cleaning, if you book today, you're about a couple days before Christmas, so it's about, I think that's 6 weeks out, but we have a priority move-up list for people with special needs and usually can get it done in about half that time. But you can save anywhere from $75 to $125 on cleaning, depending on the size of your home.
It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio with the discounts that Peter's offering you. You need to call right now, though. 683-3000. That's 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
At Northwest, your financial peace of mind is behind everything we do, no matter where you are or where you're going. That's why we created Affinity Checking, 3 accounts designed to fit your life with all the essentials you expect, plus benefits that grow along with our relationship.
Our team will help you find the right account and personally follow up to ensure you're happy. Affinity Checking, just another way Northwest helps increase the value of you. Northwest Bank is member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sal Capaccio here. When you want the best decision for your vision, experience matters. ACVA's team of ophthalmologists have many decades of experience and have performed thousands of cataract surgery procedures. But what I love most is the relationship you build with your doctor. At ECVA, the doctor who performs your cataract surgery is the same doctor you see before and after the procedure. The doctor-patient connection is continuous. That's the ECVA difference, with four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls. Visit ECVA online.
Howard Simon here for Reimer Home Services. The temperatures will be dropping soon, so you'll be turning on your furnace soon. My friend Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, wants you to know it is so important to keep your heating system in good shape and tuned up properly. So let's be proactive, my friends. Call Reimer Home Services. Schedule an $87 super tune-up for your furnace today. I already got my tune-up taken care of. If you have an older furnace, it's really important to make sure it is tuned up and good to go for the winter, to make sure your furnace is operating safely. And if you book right now, you get a $50 National Fuel mail-in rebate. I have my paperwork. I'll be sending it in so I can get the rebate. So that's only $37 for the super tune-up of your furnace from Reimer Home Services. Plus, when you get it tuned up, it's operating more efficiently. You'll save up to 30% off your monthly utility bills. It's time to call Reimer Home Services and schedule the super tune-up for your furnace. Call 694-8524. 694-8524.
Eleanor steals your heart. She was diagnosed at 5 weeks old. A type of leukemia, and it's associated with Down syndrome. Being able to come to St. Jude was a blessing and the best place for her. Talking to the doctors and nurses, they were on top of it. They got this. We got this. It's going to be okay, and we're going to get through this. Here, it's like a celebration of life. There's so much great stuff happening. The doctors and nurses are her best friends, and you can tell that they love her, and you could tell she loves them, and that relationship is just amazing. We're just so grateful for them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You've heard about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, now Ava Roofing has an even better value for you. How much better? How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a free roof, and all you have to do to enter is click a few buttons. Just go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and you'll be entered to win. But there are eight more ways to enter and earn over 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. Comment on it and get one more. Share it and get five more. And if you complete all eight methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase necessary. And for roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-7663. Ava Roofing. Because every dollar saved counts. For roof replacement or repair, call 343-ROOF.
Hammer time. 10:53 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and in studio, Jerry Sheldon and Mary Jo Sheldon. The organization Sleep in Heavenly Peace, that provides beds to bedless children within the Buffalo zip codes only. And you want to explain that? I mean, that's got to be a little awkward if somebody from Cheektowaga needs a bed.
Yeah, it's as we were saying in the break, there's not many times we say no, but we have defined the zip codes in the city of Buffalo as our area to serve. And as we've talked about this morning, there's a tremendous need there. With our limitations in terms of fundraising and volunteer staff, that keeps us really busy. If we were to start servicing all of Erie County and maybe up into Niagara Falls, we would be overwhelmed. And
what do you think that number is if you amalgamate all of Western New York? 10,000 in the city only.
Wow. I've never thought about that, but I would not be surprised if it was double. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about the first ring suburbs of Buffalo, there's a lot of areas there that have need. And Niagara Falls is another area that has need. We would be more than happy to work with another group that wants to start a chapter in, say, Niagara Falls or something. But right now, I just don't think we can do it. Mm-hmm. We had a group come up and visit us from the Dunkirk-Jamestown area, and they built beds with us, and they're interested in starting something down in their community, and we've offered to help them get started if they in fact go through with it.
So one way to control the numbers is to control who gets a bed, but Mary Jo, you say that you don't really say no to anybody.
No, we really don't. We don't ask questions about finances, about if they have a need, we're happy to help them.
And how do you identify that, though? How do you prevent the organization from getting ripped off?
Honestly, it just doesn't seem to have been a problem. It's I've actually had people say to me sometimes when I do call, they'll say, you know what, I'd rather have a bed go to somebody. I know I'm going to start working next week.
I see.
And I'll be able to afford a bed in a couple of months. Please give the bed to someone else who is more needy, who, you know, isn't working, who is disabled, who's, you know, whatever. So honestly, we're just putting our faith in the fact that honest people who truly are in need are the ones that are applying.
And you're not doing anything more than a phone screen. So
basically,
you're not going there. You're taking them at their word.
Absolutely.
But when you do deliver the bed, you could probably turn around at that point, right?
Yeah, I would say, Dominic, there's probably no doubt in the 860 beds that we've done that we've probably been scammed a few times. That's on them. We're trying to do the best we can to help the kids that need the help.
There you go.
And if somebody is taking advantage of us, we're not in a position to police that. I can tell you one quick story. Several months ago, there was a bed for sale on Facebook Marketplace,
and it was
one of our beds. And before I even had a chance to reply to that, there was a string of replies from people in the community who were saying, how dare you?
Wow.
These people are out there trying to help, and you're trying to take advantage of them. And so it was so heartwarming to me to know that the community took offense to this and attacked this person.
That
I didn't have to.
That speaks volumes, right?
Yeah.
An important thing to remember, too, we are servicing children, providing beds for children ages 3 to 17. And one area that people tend to scam us, you know, I think we're delivering beds for kids who are 18, 19 years old. You know, the parents say they're 17, but you know, they need a bed, and you know, we're certainly not going to ask for a birth certificate.
Yeah.
So that happens. We kind of just roll with it.
Yeah. So you're counting on the honesty of the applicant.
Right.
So a texter just wrote in that very same question, Mary Jo. Is there an age requirement for the beds? How is it determined to be within that? I mean, what's the significance of that age range?
Well, certainly children that are under 3 years old, many of them aren't ready for a bed yet.
Sure.
Having our own children and grandchildren, I can attest to that.
Right.
And at the upper age limit, it becomes one of, is it a suitable bed for a...
Because of size.
Yeah. I mean, we typically, when we go on our deliveries, we will take a set of slats for the bed, but we always have extra ones with us, because if we go into a house and we see that, and we did this not too long ago, a home that had a couple high school age boys that were big guys, and we just said, you know, let's put 12 slats in that bed.
I see.
You know, so you know, just to give a little bit more reinforcement. But so the point is that the older kids, these beds weren't really designed for older kids.
Got it. And you can also build bunk beds. We didn't talk about that, but that is another viable.
Yeah. I would say if we build 100 beds, maybe 20 of them are bunk beds. But in the city of Buffalo, a lot of the places that we're going into, the homes have rooms that are pretty small, and the bunk is an efficient way to put two kids in sure. a smaller space.
Sure.
So yes, it is a viable option.
And we offer it. You mentioned the ladder is actually built into the
ladder's built into the headboard. Mm-hmm. So there's a way to get up on top.
Awesome. The organization Sleep in Heavenly Peace Buffalo. The website shpbeds.org. Go there to learn more about how you can help these wonderful people in this mission to give beds to those children in Buffalo that are bedless. The ways you can participate, donating money, donating your time. And again, if you need a bed, you can apply there too. Congratulations on your success in building this from nothing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been very fulfilling and rewarding. I do spend a lot of time on it. I'm not going to lie, and Mary Jo can attest to that. But I really get more out of it than I put in it. It's so rewarding to help kids, and the fellowship of the volunteers has been amazing.
Well, you're a real hero. You both are. Thank you for your time today.
Okay,
thank you for having us.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station where we've been since 1989. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.